Let's talk about scams and how you can easily spot an investment scam. First question though, what scam have you fallen for, even if it's not an investment scam? We can all learn from each other's experiences, right? I may not have fallen for any investment scam, but I have definitely fallen for the common employment scam in Kenya. You know, the one where someone promises to get you all the necessary clearance documents. Yeah, that one. I remember I was fresh out of campus, maybe not so fresh, but I had been an intern in a particular company for close to a year. I was getting desperate because there was no prospect of getting a job there. I was working 24/7 like a full-time employee, and all the jobs that I had been applying for, nothing was forthcoming. Then I applied for a certain position in a particular NGO. I saw the job advert, I checked the provided website, I went through all that due diligence. A few days later, I received a communication that I'd made it to the first round of interviews, but they needed the clearance documents, which first, I did not have, and second, I didn't even have enough time to go around gathering all those documents. So they asked me for around $100, that's about 10,000 Kenya shillings, to help me get the clearance documents. By then, I really didn't know such scams go around. Although I was a little bit scared about giving someone money to follow up the documents for me, but I was so desperate even for an interview somewhere else. So I called my mom, she helped me come up with the money, and I paid those guys. You already know how that story goes. That is the last time I heard of them. I was so embarrassed. I was very furious, actually. I think I've told a few people that story. Anyway, since then, I've seen so many people get scammed through this particular method. And it is actually going on, by the way, so be careful out there. I recently read a post where someone said the scammers got in touch with her and they pretended that they knew her from a company where she used to work. They asked her if she could refer people to a position they had somewhere. She did not think twice about it, but the people she referred were being asked for money. So be careful. Back to investment scams. The truth is, there are a lot of people who are looking for a quick way to make money, and they will always be there. For instance, the famous Ponzi schemes. This one dates back to the 1870s. The scheme is named after Charles Ponzi, who was arrested in August 1920. What Charles did is that he had promised investors, by taking advantage of the fluctuating currency values, he could buy international postal reply coupons at a discount, then come and sell them back in the US at a face value. These coupons were a sort of postage vouchers one could include in their mail when sending it abroad. That way, the recipient could reply to their letter using the postage coupon included in the mail. While Charles Ponzi did not want to tell investors his investment strategy, he promised them a quick buck, a 50% profit in 45 days and 100% profit in 90 days. Talk about red flags flying all over. But as mentioned earlier, this was not actually the first Ponzi scheme to be documented. Despite it getting this famous name from Charles Ponzi, in 1879, Sarah Howe started a deposit-taking company for white women. She was promising to help unprotected women handle and invest their money with quick returns. These are the women who were not married or did not have a guardian to handle their finances. Because, you know, back then, women could not have bank accounts. The promise was to get them an 8% return of their money. Plus, as a new investor, you could get your interest return for the first 3 months if you registered and started banking with her bank. Of course, the news of the bank spread like wildfire. Many women started putting their savings in her bank account. They even reinvested their returns. But Sarah's bank was not investing the money. What she was doing was using deposits to pay the older members. By the time that scam fell into pieces, Sarah had collected about $500,000. That's about $10 million or more in today's currency. The point is, you need to learn how to spot a scam, especially an investment scam, because what these people do is that they are playing by rules of the same old books. They might change a few plays here and there, but there are always some telltales in there you can use to tell if that investment is a scam. Number one, there is no investment with high returns in a short period and at a low risk. Any investment that offers you a higher return than the market will always be a high risk. In investments, the rule of thumb is that the higher the return, the higher the risk. So if someone is telling you, Sijui, give me 1,000 Kenya shillings or 100,000 Kenya shillings and you'll get double or triple your money in 1, 2 or 3 months or even a year, Run. Run as fast as you can and don't even look back. Number two, avoid investing with companies with a sham track record. Ask questions like, when was the firm or the fund founded? Whether it is legally registered to operate in the country? Where are they located? Who is the management and what is their experience or track record? Number three, stay away from any investment firms or funds that are not regulated by the necessary bodies. The company could be registered, but are its services or products regulated? Countries always have government bodies that protect their investors by regulating such financial institutions. In Kenya, there are several, including the Capital Markets Authority and the Insurance Regulatory Authority. So if you're dealing with any investment firm or fund, make sure that the specific product they're selling you is regulated. Number four, run as fast as you can from any individuals or firms that are promising to provide you with an investment opportunity at an offer. Anything that is packaged as a limited offer, a special discount for you, or they have a certain sign-up period. Just keep your money in the bank, by the way. Investment opportunities and assets are not going anywhere. Don't be in a hurry to rush into something that is being promised as a special package for you. Number five, don't even get interested in any investment opportunities that require you to introduce someone for a commission or a return. The founders are just using your money and that of your friends to pay themselves and the first round of investors. When they run out of people to recruit or people start withdrawing, there will be nothing left for you or your friends or the last group of people to join that particular investment fund or firm. Finally, if someone is calling you out of the blue and pestering you into buying a particular investment product, run. I know I keep saying run a lot, but yeah, just run. In conclusion, when it comes to money and investment scams, there will always be some individuals waiting to take advantage of you. But that should not stop you from growing your wealth through investing, because you can never grow your wealth by just putting your money in the bank. The bank will not pay you any interest. And if it does, that interest is very low. It's probably not beating inflation rate. What you can do is stay proactive. Analyze the investment opportunity as much as you can. Consult with your financial advisor and try to determine whether it is a legitimate opportunity. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode as we work towards financial independence. I hope you found it useful and join me for the next one. Until then, stay proactive with your finances.